General Rodriguez says better security in his area of eastern Afghanistan and increased turmoil in nearby areas of Pakistan have led Taliban and Al-Qaeda groups based in the border area to focus on Pakistan and work together more than in the past.
Many of them we have seen over the last year are coordinating with each other more and more based on their short-term goals rather than their long-term goals, which aren't necessarily the same. So I think that they will move where the best opportunity has to get the highest payoff. Right now, that's that probably seems to be in Pakistan based on what's going on in the last couple months here.
Pakistan has experienced increased insurgent violence, particularly in the Swat Valley north of Islamabad.
They're doing more coordination and more trading off of everything from resources to intelligence and technical expertise and things like that. Yes, that's shared a lot more than has been in the past.
General Rodriguez says the insurgent focus on Pakistan has contributed to a drop in infiltrations across the border into Afghanistan and could mean the insurgents will not launch much of a spring offensive in eastern Afghanistan this year. General Rodriguez and other U.S. officials say the increase in attacks inside Pakistan is convincing Pakistani military leaders that they have to deal with the Taliban and Al-Qaeda threat, which had been seen as aimed mainly at Afghanistan. General Rodriguez says Pakistani military officers are beginning to respond.
They are working, for example, to develop a better capacity to do counterinsurgency operations like many other nations are, because that has not been their forte and what they've been trained on as a major focus here, but they're adjusting their military now to do those things.
The general says the United States is helping with coordination and information sharing, but no U.S. involvement inside Pakistan is being contemplated. Regarding his area of responsibility in northeastern Afghanistan, where security has improved over the last year, General Rodriguez says he expects several thousand more Afghan soldiers to be ready to join the fight in the coming months. He says he does not need any more U.S. or NATO combat troops, but he does need 800 trainers for the Afghan police. He hopes to get some of the 1,000 U.S. Marine trainers whose deployment to Afghanistan was announced last week. Al Pessin, VOA News at the Pentagon.